Test 71, Section 3, Question 6. And here we're looking for a principle that will strengthen the argument. And it says, many high school students interested in journalism think of it, journalism careers as involving glamorous international news gathering, but most cover primarily local news, and the overwhelming majority of reporters work for local newspapers. So the high school students think about it as this awesome thing, but most reporters actually just do local. Thus, high school career counselors should tell students who are interested in journalism what life is like for a typical reporter, that is, a reporter for a local newspaper. So the conclusion is, counselors should tell students what it's like. And the evidence is, well, that's what it really is, and they think of it differently. So we might want something that's going to say, high school counselors should tell people what the real thing is, even if it doesn't match their ideas. So, high school students who have misconceptions about a career should not be encouraged to pursue it. The conclusion isn't that they shouldn't be encouraged, it's that they should be given the truth. One should not encourage people to seek unattainable goals if one wishes to maximize those people's chances to lead happy lives. Well, it's not about encouraging them to seek unattainable goals. It's just saying what typically happens. Students who are choosing a career should be encouraged to try to reach the top levels of that. If anything, that's the opposite of what we're encouraging here. Counselors should try to dissuade or disabuse students of any unrealistic conceptions they may have about the likely consequences of choosing a particular career. So that's pretty good, because they do have an unrealistic conception, and the counselors are saying counselors should fix that. So D is pretty good. Career counselors are not doing their job properly if they encourage people to make career choices that are intentionally initially appealing, but that those people will later regret. Well, it's the initial appealing. We don't really know. And so D is the only one that really matches and says what the counselors should try to do in terms of fixing the misconceptions. And so therefore D is our correct answer.